It's a Desert Island Goals. I'm Andy Heaton, back in the chair, and delighted to be joined by, I would say, one of the most knowledgeable Reds I've ever had the pleasure to speak to. I'm joined by Les Lawson for today's show. Les, thank you so much for coming in to speak to me.
It's my pleasure, Andy, and thanks very much for asking me to come in. As a lot of people know, I'm a massive fan of, you know, tour. I think some of the shows they do, I think, is incredible. And, you know, to be invited on, you know, to do this, it's an absolute pleasure.
It's absolutely, trust me, Les, it's absolutely our pleasure. For someone who's been and done so much as you have, as we're recording this, we're both a little bit miserable that we're not in Porto right now, because it's the day of, I've got massive FOMO, I'll be honest. I was looking at it and then I was thinking, with the restrictions, can I do it, can I not? And then all I'm getting now, bombarded by photographs, and it looks absolutely glorious over there.
Yeah, I've seen photographs on Twitter from a load of Reds there, you know, sitting in the sun and tweeting, oh, I believe it's raining in Liverpool. So, yeah, they're not wrong there, are they?
It's cold
as well.
It's cold, it's miserable, it's damp. So let's try and brighten the evening. Right, so let's go. Normally I'll do a long and strung out introduction, but, I mean, for Les, those that don't know him, I'll let him describe himself in his own words and, you know, introduce himself, and then we'll get right into the goal. So, Les, you take it away.
Basically, I'm just a mad keen Liverpool supporter who started going to the game, to the reserves in the early 60s, when I was, well, not the early 60s, I wasn't only born in 63, but from 67, I started getting taken to the reserve games by my dad, when people like Ray Clements were playing, Brian Hall, John Marsh, people of that, and some players that people had never heard of, the likes of, you know, Dave Ryland, Steve Arnold, Peter Wall, John Webb, and they were the players that I first started to watch as a kid. And then obviously then it went to sort of, from about 1970, I started going to the odd game with my dad, who would take me in the Annie Road end and sit me on a wall at the side and hold me so I could see. And then, you know, from the sort of 76-77 season, I decided then, I used to play local football, I played for the school team, and I used to play for a local boys club called the Unity. And at the start of that season, I didn't get picked for the team, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to go to the match. But it was at the time where there was a lot of trouble at matches in the 70s, and my mum and dad had never let me go by myself. I'd only be allowed to go if, like, I was going with them, or I was going with a member of my family who was an adult. So I used to have to pretend that I was going to the play for the Unity. So I'd have to take my boots, and what I'd do is I'd leave my bag at my mate's, have my Liverpool scarf in my bag, and then we'd go on to the match. And then they cottoned on, because I wasn't coming home with any mud on me, and I never twigged that it'd look, you know, come you don't need a bath after you've played footy and stuff like that. And so then he admitted that he hadn't been getting picked, so he'd been going to the match. And then once they seen that it was safe, then, you know, they just thought, well, at least we know where he is. So they allowed me then to just carry on going. And, you know, the rest is history, as they say. And since the start of the 76-77 season, apart from COVID, I've not missed a single home game at Anfield.
Which leads nicely, quite nicely, brilliant introduction into your first pick.